The next patient is Maria Llorens. The last name is L-L-O-R-E-N-S. First name, Maria. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old Hispanic female that is referred to this practice by Dr. Irwin, I-R-W-I-N Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, who is the patient's cardiologist. Patient, period. He noticed that the patient had an estimated EFR that is CKD4, and evaluation for this CKD4 was requested. We know that, period, we know that this patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been present since 1973. The patient does not have any retinal damage according to her information. The main problem has been a cardiovascular problem. The patient has extensive coronary artery disease. She has evidence of occlusion of the total occlusion of the left anterior descending. She has a dominant right coronary artery. She has an ejection fraction that is between 25% and 30%. Has atrial fibrillation, and she has an AICD. She had a cardiac catheterization that was done in November of 2022 by Dr. Jones, period. An echocardiogram that was recently done, a retroperitoneal ultrasound that was recently done, shows normal kidney size, no evidence of hyperechogenicity, no evidence of thinning of the cortex, no evidence of crystallization or stone formation. There is no evidence of hydronephrosis. Period. The laboratory workup has shown fluctuation in the kidney function, the estimated GFR has been oscillated between 24 and 29 mLs per minute. The year analysis that was thus done in the middle part of 2022 has a 1+ proteinuria to the dipstick, comma quantification of the protein hasn't been done. I have evidence that the blood sugar has been out of control. At the end of 2022, the patient had a hemoglobin A1C of 9.6. In the CBC, the hemoglobin has been oscillating between 10 and 10.9 grams per cent. With the information that has been provided, we can say that the patient has underlying disease, that is diabetic mellitus without significant proteinuria, however, has been accompanied by the presence of cardiovascular disease with alterations in the anterior part of the heart because of the blockage of the left anterior descending. With an ejection fraction that is poor, and she has some nephrosclerosis with cardiorenal syndrome as explanation for the CKD stage 4. I am going to order the quantification of the protein and do the workup that is necessary to complete the evaluation, period. The patient was counseled about the need for her to avoid the use of salt, to restrict the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, and to assume a plant-based diet in order to stay compensated. At the present time, she weighs 150 pounds, which is completely asymptomatic. This is going to be her dry weight, and I'm asking the patient to weigh herself on a daily basis and maintain that weight and use diuretics in combination with fluid restriction when body weight is heavier than 150 pounds. The patient has been prescribed dapagliflozin, which is an SGLT2 inhibitor with the great improvement of the general condition and the blood sugar control, period. The patient was also advised to follow a regimen, a schedule, the meals that she's going to have, three meals and snack during the day at the same time, so the administration of the insulin is not going to be as erratic as it is right now. Number two, the patient has the coronary artery disease and the atrial fibrillation, status post AICD. She's taking carvedilol and amiodarone. She's also taking losartan, period. The blood number two, arterial hypertension, the blood pressure has been under control with the medications. At the time of this visit, is 156 over 82, She says that she gets better figures at home. Following number at hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the omega-3 fatty acids, simvastatin, and ezetimibe, E-Z-E-T-I-M-I-B-E, 10 milligrams on daily basis, period. Next number, the diabetes mellitus has been treated with insulin and the administration of the Farxiga. Period paragraph. I invested 20 minutes reading the referral, 30 minutes with the patient, and the documentation, 10 minutes.